And then we've got what happened when the Chris Moyles show, ChrisMoyles.net fans turned up the other day. The Chris Moyles show fans for Alan's focus group. Did we not talk about this yesterday?
We dropped it yesterday.
Right, okay.
It's mainly a photo I want to show you. I want you to see who everyone was.
This is Alan getting down some diehard fans of the show and going, "Hey, hello, how could he make our show even better? I mean, that's impossible.
Impossible.
What, would you like some cakes or something? I couldn't be there on Friday because I didn't want to be, and so what I did was I recorded an Apprentice-style Lord Alan Sugar message saying, "Hello, sorry, I can't be with you today, but quite frankly, I couldn't be arsed." Anyway, so I did one of those messages.
Which went down a storm. To the point where they were actually speechless for the first minute, like literally mouths open, staring at the screen.
Yeah.
And the first laugh came.
I have that effect on many, usually women.
Yeah.
Usually women, but often it happens with the men.
You render women mute.
I do. Yeah, sometimes they're frozen to the spot, Dave. Yeah.
And then the first laugh came when you said, obviously, in your voice, I couldn't do it, but Dominic didn't want to be here either, so he will now shout hello from the side of the studio, and without looking away from camera, all we hear is, "Hello." Getting laughing. You had to be there, the location thing.
Wow, if they're laughing at that, they should love the show that we normally have.
They're in for a treat.
No wonder they're such diehards.
And did you provide sandwiches, Al, and all that sort of stuff?
I took them to the pub.
Did you?
Oh, checked everyone's ages first, thinking, could you imagine? And they were all fine, so we all went to the pub, and we had a...
Wouldn't that be great if you were caught in an underage drinking scandal?
And then we bought some food and drink, and we all had good fun.
It's a shame I couldn't be there either.
Or me.
Hey, guess what as well? Here's the other exciting... What have you got pictures of there, Al?
It's the group of people who came in and met us on Friday on the forum.
Your forum.
So I was just writing everyone's names in case you asked me who everyone was.
Alad went on ChrisMoyles.net, the longest running fan site that exists. "It's great," that's my quote. And he went on the message board on the forums and goes, "Hi, Alad here. Does anybody have any like great ideas that we can that you would like to share with us?"
Yeah,
that's what he did. And there'd be a prize or something. Anyway, a few people went, "Yes, why do you get rid of Matt Fincham? Here's a new game: push Matt off a cliff, hurt Matt Fincham." So they got banned, which is a shame because I thought a few of them sounded like winners.
Yeah.
And then he invited how many down? Five, six?
Six in the end.
Six people to London.
Yeah.
To come to Radio 1. Alad will meet them, give them a tour, take them for a pint and a pie, and then go, "Right, give me your ideas."
Well, it wasn't like that, actually. I feel like I need to defend myself a little bit, which was, if it's a good idea, it's a good idea, it doesn't matter where it comes from. So what we do is we'll talk to the people who know the show the best and find out what kind of stuff they'd like to see us do this year, and then it'll be Freya, Matt and myself sat down one afternoon this or next week and try and flesh out all the ideas to see what we can come up with for the show.
Good work, by the way, buying them a pie and a pint before you ask them what they thought about
us. Thank you.
That's good. Because,
not stupid.
Yeah, you helped to get them on side.
Mm. Indeed. Would you like to see a photo?
Yeah.
Here we go. I'll pass it to Chris.
Oh.
Hello.
Well, they all look like us.
Yeah.
I see what they've done there. That's clever.
They've actually put their... they've changed the photo. Mm. This is the right one.
Weirdly, the photo of me looks like me.
What have they done?
They put our faces on everyone's body.
On their bodies?
Yeah, but the one of me actually looks like how I used to look a couple of years ago.
That's quite scary.
Because he's quite fat. I mean, not when I say fat, of course. Oh, crikey. Do you know what? Give me the other one back. Now I'm looking at the real ones.
Look at Tina's neck. But you know what? We're not the most attractive bunch, are we? Let's be honest.
Compared to these, we are. Compared to these, we're Hollywood A-lister looks.
Matt was convinced this feature would go down well. I'm not seeing this going quite as planned.
You know, that one of you, Chris, you look like a white James Brown.
And then here's what they actually look like. You ready?
Yeah.
Now you tell me which picture's better. So what kind of stuff do they come up with?
Shall I read some of the list, actually?
Yes.
Right.
Nice.
there's a quite, I think, quite a lot that we can work with.
Tell me all the nice things they said about me, and then I'm not interested.
But then that was a good thing. We picked the people who loved the show anyway, so great. There was no negativity.
What's the problem with that?
It was all very positive, and we came up with lots of good stuff. One of the biggest ideas,
one
actually.
One second.
Yeah, hang on.
One
Dom.
Second. You three. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
I don't know.
Alan and I are trying to talk here, and you
know,
childish.
No, go on.
Dominic.
Is it Chris's picture? Is it Chris's head?
I think
head?
It's Chris's
no,
picture.
No, well, anyway, so what were they like?
They were lovely. Yeah.
Tina?
Yes?
Behave yourself. Tina.
Tina, what are you laughing at?
Tina,
honestly?
Stop laughing at the muggles. Stop laughing at the muggles.
I'm not laughing at
them. Or even laughing at the muggles.
Because if you're laughing at them, that's really rude.
That's
we're not
really
laughing
rude.
At them at all. Of course
that's
not.
Really rude. And granted, a couple of them are funny looking, but not all of them.
No,
which ones?
The way
what?
Which
we're
ones?
We're not laughing at them.
That's it here. I'll
the
point them out to you.
The head of yes. My
give
face
me the,
on someone's body looks
picture.
Like I have no neck.
Give me the picture back.
It's the superimposed faces, our faces, on their bodies.
That's what we're laughing at. That's not what you're laughing at. Can I guess? You're laughing at him.
No.
Yeah, you were.
Oi!
No.
Stop it!
What?
We weren't.
Good.
No,
we weren't. Right.
What about him? You're laughing at him? What about that one? He's funny looking.
Hey, yeah, Matt.
Here,
come on in.
I need some honesty. Matt, come here. Right. Come here. Right. Which one's the funniest looking? Him or him?
Neither.
Oh,
there you go.
Thank you for being on message,
right,
Matt. Two-word tango with listeners, they liked the idea of.
Ah, no, did they?
But I mentioned it to Chris this morning, and there is a delay on the phone system. Mm. So we could find the fault in all of these, or we can go away and flesh them out, is what we call making them radio-friendly.
Yeah.
So that's what Matt, Frey, and myself are planning on doing. Hey, get this.
Hey, listen, where's the good things? What did they say that was good?
A trip to Hollywood.
Right.
And each of us tries to get into a movie.
Ooh,
I like that.
That's good.
Right, yeah, here's an idea. Moon on a stick. We get the moon
I'm not
and we put it
anymore.
On a massive stick.
there's a cloud of negativity in the room.
Well, hang on a second. You can't say if you've got any ideas and then go, yes, why don't you do your show from Hollywood and you all get in massive Hollywood blockbusters.
But you see, when we flesh it out, it might be that we try and get onto British TV programmes.
By the time we've fleshed it out and BBC management have got hold of it, it'll be, we're doing the show live from the studio that we did it in yesterday.
It might be.
And the competition to be in a Hollywood movie has now been brought down to the new song from Cher Lloyd.
What about Chris Moore's The Movie?
What about it?
I quite like that as an idea.
Right.
So we go abroad to somewhere. Actually, Cara, who works in the building, came up with this.
Are you
idea.
On glue? What's wrong with you?
And what we do is we
it's
make a movie.
Alan,
our trip.
Radio 1 don't even pay for our breakfast. We have to take it in turns buying our own toast. And you think they're going to fly us to Hollywood to make a movie? Are you drunk?
I haven't pitched the idea, mate.
No kidding!
Another one. A doppelganger tour. We find doppelgangers for all of us. And then we send them out one direction. We go out in another direction.
Alan, there's a reason why we're doing the job and these Muppets aren't.
Which is why...
A doppelganger tour.
I love
and
that
And what
idea.
Do we do? Look at each other?
I love that idea.
Please welcome Dave and his lookalike, Tony from Bedford.
Hey, Fred.
Wow, don't they look alike?
Welcome to the
now,
studio.
Please welcome. What else? Come on.
No,
this come
isn't going
on.
Well, you're
come
just going to poo-poo everything.
No, come on. We're open to ideas.
All right. Don't just think it's me, Dominic. What do you think of the doppelganger tour?
I love that idea, and I'm up for the Hollywood idea as well. I would love to make a film.
Okay.
I also, as a build on that, I also wonder whether there's any mileage in finding other people who had the same names as us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Around the world, first.
Who also look like us?
Yeah.
What about an X team factor? So an X factor for a member of the team. So let's say I'm off for a day.
Yeah.
Or Tina's off for a day or something. We do an X Factor thing to try and find a replacement.
And you know that won't work.
Why?
Because everyone who leaves the show is dead to me.
Oh, just for a day.
Just like if you're on a course or something.
Why do I want these back? The quitters. They'd rather go work somewhere else for more money and better treatment. Pa! Harumph!
Well, I'm liking
it. Is Chris as open to these ideas as you
are? Do you think this is where we should be sharing these ideas? They came up with, how about...
Alan, the M1 says, have anyone come up with the idea of monkey tennis?
Oh, well, that's quite good, actually.
Right.
I'll put that down.
Enjoy that one.
A home tour.
A which tour?
So a team home tour, which I thought was a good idea until you look at where we come from. Leeds, Aberystwyth, Bury St Edmunds, Harrow, Norwich, and Hong Kong.
Well, Hong Kong's a goodie.
Hong Kong would be a good one. I've never been
to Hong Kong. What's wrong with Leeds, you hater?
No, try making a 5-day tour out of those places.
Well, sure, when there's
just
six
go to
places.
Hong Kong for 5 days.
Mm. It's very tough to get to one place.
Why don't we go to Hong Kong? We can film our movie there.
Yeah.
And at the same time, do the doppelganger tour. I mean, I don't, the chance of finding someone in Hong Kong who looks like me might be slim.
I'll tell you what, I bet you could.
Let's give it a whirl.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, it could do.
And then Dave can go in and order us a beer and an apple crumble.
Yeah.
Dave could give us a tour of Hong Kong because he knows the area.
Hong Kong ball, please.
All right, well, okay, well, we'll work on them and see what...
What else? Do you got more? Come on, you've got more.
We're only joking now.
Do you know my biggest fear is that I do say a good idea... And actually, then it gets ripped here, which means we can't then go back to them.
So your biggest fear? Mine's nuclear war and famine.
Mm. No, mine is radio. Mine is radio.
Right.
And mine. Also, we're being reviewed. They might share these ideas with other radio stations.
The review has switched off by now, don't worry.
Okay, good point.
They've gone, look, Miles' show's better than Johnny Vaughan. End of, bye-bye.
Apprentice-style videos. That we have to come up with a best product, make a video of it, and try and get... support from our fan bases to try and get the videos as popular as possible.
I like that. So instead of money, it's views we're
after. Exactly, it's views we're after. So not a big contract.
It's a good idea. Mm.
So the best ideas will get shared then on the social networking sites, and we can come back and go, everyone loved what I had to offer.
I mean, like the boring videos.
Yeah, but against each other, and there's a product in each of them. Okay, I don't think this is going well.
What? No, everyone was
listening. And also, we're trying to build upon it.
Yeah.
This is like a thought shower.
Why does it have to be a product? Why can't it just be a video?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. It was just
like you and me naked on a bouncy castle. I'd watch that.
I think that would be the biggest hit going.
Yeah. I think we'd all watch that.
What do you mean, biggest hit?
In terms of like viewership.
Oh, right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Maybe we should all do our holiday videos again and post them while we're abroad, like I did last time I went to an island.
Yours was brilliant.
Exactly. So we could all do our own different ones and stick them out there.
So when you were sat on a rock in your Speedos?
Yeah, with my friends. Mm. Pablo and...
It was like something you and I would have made for a laugh, Dave. But it was genuine.
It was a brilliant video.
There was some young German stud in a pair of wide fronts stood behind him smoking a cigarette like it was something out of a black and white movie. Alan, have you finished yet? I would like to go for a spin.
I did ask him not to smoke.
It was like Greta Garbo in Speedos.
Oh, less breakfast activities, more breakfast at the Holiday Inn. Dusseldorf.
So is that a yes? I can't tell.
I like that idea.
We can work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who came up with that idea?
Was
it person specific?
No. Fraser's text in saying, these are the sort of ideas my younger sister decided against for a GCSE media project.
Yeah, and then watch how we turn them into brilliant radio features.
Well, with the creative minds in this room alone, you know, this could be pure entertainment magic.
We shall work on it.
Robin Epsom wants you to explain how this works, the lookalike tour on the radio.
I think you'll find that we're not just a radio show.
We're more than that.
We're much more than that. We're actually physical and visual.
Yeah.
As well as radio.
And mental.
You can meet us as well as listen to us. Or maybe not us. Is it us? Or is it our doppelgangers?
Ooh.
That's the point.
Well, mine will be a dommelganger.
You can also get sound-alikes too that sound like us.
Oh, that's a good idea.
See, and they could fill in for us if we have that day off.
You could have former hurdler athlete Colin Jackson.
Yeah. I don't hear that. Tom Daly, but not Colin Jackson.
I think he sounds like you and looks like you.
These are good. I feel as though, you know, you feel deflated that maybe your brilliant ideas haven't been received as well as you thought they may be.
No, it's fine.
And that we have somehow poo-pooed them.
Have been poo-pooed, but no, we expected.
What else is on there? Who can eat jelly and ice cream the fastest? That's my frog.
I quite like that, though.
What's the smell?
Whose shoes?
Yeah. Sick or soup?
There is one.
Tall man, short man.
A European.
You have one tall man and a short man on a stool. Mm. And we're blindfolded. And by touching their head only, we had to guess which one's which.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good. Dog food or cheap food? We got two tins. Take the labels off. Open the lid. Eat away.
How does That's My Frog work, by the way?
We have a frog in the studio.
Right.
And we have to guess who it belongs to.
Oh, okay, so we've each got a frog.
He's got one. Right. Yeah, and then on the underneath, we'll have like a little sticky label saying Dom's Frog.
What's in your glove compartment?
Mm. Yeah, that's
good. We have a look in your glove compartment. I mean, it's all in the title, really.
Yeah.
My pajamas.
What's that?
I bring them in for a week and every day someone different wears my pyjamas.
Yeah. That's lovely.
I'm still upset that Jocelyn left the show because we never really did Joss in a Box.
No, we didn't.
And I would have loved that.
Excuse me, no.
Wasn't it a health and safety issue about putting Joss in a box?
Yeah, wasn't it because
show?
She suffered from extreme claustrophobia?
Yeah. Well, there is that. What box is Joss in? Is that
something like that.
Send us a pound. How does that... Do you like that idea?
I couldn't get that past management. Right.
Send us £5. Well, keep working on them.
Yeah,
I like them.
We will. We'll present them when they're
play a record.
But Jen,
no one came up with Smelly Finger?
That'd already been done.
Right.
Have we done that?
Dom.
What? Smelly Fingers?
No, I know the other day, but I mean, did we ever do a game called Smelly
Fingers? You
finger?
Did Cold Fingers, where you plunged your
something
hands
like,
into...
Yeah.
No, Sarah Cox did Smell My
she
Fingers.
She did Smell My Fingers, didn't she?
And then you have to smell her fingers and see what they smelt off.
Yeah.
Right.
I got it wrong.
Mm. What did you
she
say?
She did that game with you on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah, Smell My Fingers.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was, not our show, it was Filling In For Fern.
That sounds gross.
Mm.
What,
I know.
And what was the smell?
I think it was pickled onion crisps, and I think I got it wrong.
What do you think it was?
I just got freaked out. Yeah. And I just walked off.
You said pot noodle or something.
Yeah.
You said pass.
Pass.
Oh, dear. Well done, Sarah.
Let's go for it.
All right.
Were they nice group people, Al?
Lovely.
The forum people.
Sarah, come on, let's play our game, Smell Me.
Come on, let me see it.
All right.
We ended up spending an extra hour, more than we planned.
Were any of them weird, or were they all just, like, just
no,
really nice?
No, actually. What freaked me out a little was how much they knew about the show, but yeah, then really. That's what you get when you obviously get your biggest fans in, so...
Well, look, you're happy with it. If you're happy, I'm happy.
Yeah.
I think we are, aren't we?
Yeah,
it wasn't at all uncomfortable, though.
Matt,
really
did Matt
nice
Fincham
people.
Cop off the, with any of them, or
no,
try
I
on
didn't.
With any of them?
No, I didn't.
Matt was the one who surprised most of them, actually. They went on the website and said how nice Matt was.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
nice.
Because,
thought it.
Yeah, they thought you were just a dweeb before.
Well, quite.
Yeah.
And obviously...
I think I lived up to expectations a little.
And they obviously found Freya very pretty. There was a lot of comments about that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are. You should do another focus group another time.
Yeah. Could make it an annual thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not being funny. With the ideas they're coming up with, I think we might should make it a weekly thing.